but such positions are thin on the ground. Almost everyone is studying to be an accountant now, including my friends A2 and A3, who are respected in their academic circles. Good God, a fate worse than death. Accountancy trumps even academia in the unsexiness stakes. Prostitution is steady work, but not demanding. I meet a lot of people. Granted, they're almost all men, most of whom I'll never see again, and I'm required to fuck them regardless of whether they're covered in hairy moles or have a grand total of 3 teeth, or want me to recreate a fantasy involving their sixth form history teacher. But it's better than watching the clock until the next scheduled tea break in a dismal staff room. So when my friends pull out the tired analogy of corporate employment as whoring yet again, I nod knowingly and commiserate with them, and we down cocktails and wonder where all our youthful promise went. Theirs is probably on a trunk road to the suburbs. Mine is spreading its legs for cash on a regular basis. Having said that, the leap to full-on prostitution did not happen overnight. I ended up in London like thousands of other recent graduates, with only a small student debt and a bit saved. I thought I was set for a few months, but my surplus